This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. We start today with a forecast from a closely watched survey in the business world. The National Association for Business Economics expects the U.S. economy to grow by 6.5% this year. That's up from its prediction of just under 5% a few months ago. And it would be the fastest growth since 1984 as the country recovered from another severe recession. With more people getting vaccinated and pandemic restrictions lifting, the hope is that consumers will return to old habits and then some. Shopping, taking vacations, going to movie theaters. We have some clues about that last part from the UK. Theaters there reopened a week ago, and the Cineworld chain of theaters had a strong weekend. Here in the States, the upcoming Memorial Day weekend will be a big box office test. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
When movie theaters were open this past year, they didn't sell many tickets, and that created a downward spiral. Studios didn't want to release their big movies to empty theaters, so then the theaters had no new films to draw people in.
It's been a real chicken and egg situation for quite a while.
That's Sean Robbins, chief analyst with Box Office Pro. He says things are looking up now. More than half of Americans have gotten at least one dose of the COVID vaccine.
And studios are committing to releasing major films again, essentially on a weekly basis for the rest of the year.
Starting this Memorial Day weekend with Cruella, the Disney origin story, and A Quiet Place Part 2, the horror movie with Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. Sisters Movie House, an independent theater in Oregon that just reopened at 50% capacity, will be showing both films. Owner Drew Kaza isn't worried.
I'm pretty sure we'll be pushing those capacity constrictions, put it that way.
Right now, people are eager to do anything that feels like going back to normal. Jason E. Squire at the USC School of Cinematic Arts says that's especially true for movies.
There's this enormous pent-up emotional need to go to movie theaters, to enjoy movies, you know, in the exciting circumstance of the dark room with strangers around you. This is a time-honored entertainment experience.
Theaters will have competition. A lot of people have gotten used to streaming movies from home. Drew Kaza at Sisters Movie House says he thinks the crowds will keep coming, though.
Well, we're pretty optimistic about this year for the, you know, the main reason is we look at this as being the most solid year product-wise maybe in my lifetime. So if that doesn't draw people out, I don't know what will, but I think it will.
Some other movies out this summer, In the Heights, Black Widow, and Fast and Furious 9. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.